And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Did everyone get a gift from their secret friend? Good. Go ahead and open them up. Have fun and Merry Christmas.
Hey, who are you?
Austin O'Connor.
Are you new or something?
Yeah.
Rodney Rathbone, it's a pleasure. Oh, never mind. Open up your gift so I can see what you got.
Huh?
Your gift. I'm looking for a trade, so cough it up.
Well, what did you get?
A cheapy hand mirror and some pimple cream. I'm gonna pop whoever gave them to me.
I think they come from eating too much chocolate.
Not the zits, the gift. Now open yours.
But I don't want to trade for pimple cream.
Give it to me.
What is it?
A car made out of popsicle sticks. That's weaker than zit cream. And your secret friend isn't so secret.
You know who made it?
There's only one person who could have made this car, Popsicle Cabrera, the weirdest kid in town. He's got this psycho thing for popsicle sticks.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh, look who else is here. Hey, Popsicle. How's life in the weird lane?
My name is Colby, not Popsicle.
Thanks for the gift, Colby.
How'd you know the gift was for me?
It didn't take no genius to figure it out.
Lucky for you.
I thought maybe you could enter it into the downhill derby race this weekend.
If you want to be laughed out of the county, you can.
Well, I think it looks cool.
You don't have to enter my car if you don't want to, Austin.
Well...
You're not really thinking about it, are you?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I can't enter this. It's made out of popsicle sticks. It'd be as bad as entering a car made out of dental floss.
Austin, I'm gonna like you. Come on, let me introduce you to some of my friends.
Okay. Oh, and thanks for the car, Colby. I'm sure I'll find a use for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's winter, so you can always use some kindling. See ya, Popsicle.
Well, I don't know, Colby. Maybe we should move the stable so it's more in the center of the yard.
Not again. Every time we try to move the thing, it falls apart.
Yeah, but the judges won't be able to see the decorations very well over here. Look, see, all the neighbors have their displays in the middle of the yard.
But don't you want to be different from the rest of your neighbors so you can beat them?
Oh, no, we're not competing against the neighbors. We're working as a team. The award goes to the best-looking neighborhood.
Oh. Well, okay, I guess we can try to move it.
Ah, that's my buddy. Okay, now lift. 1, 2, 3. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, you know, I didn't really like how that stable turned out anyway. Not enough hubcaps.
I'm taking a break.
Hey, excuse me there, boys. I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, Mr. Rathbone. Hey, are you thirsty? I got a whole pitcher of peppermint lemonade.
Peppermint lemonade? Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it is. That's why I still have a whole pitcher.
I'm here on official business, not a social call.
Oh, official business? Wow, should I put on a tie?
No, that won't be necessary.
Well, that's good, because I don't have a tie.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to cut with the chit-chat and get right to the point.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what you got going on here in your yard there, but the rest of the neighborhood is trying to win this all-city Christmas contest, and we seem to be having a problem.
Oh, what's that?
You.
Oh.
This place is a disaster area. It looks like the junkyard had a garage sale, and... What is that, anyway?
Oh, that's my stable, but, you know, it's not done yet. I can get the 2x4s and traffic cones to stand up okay, but every time we try to move it or put decorations on, the whole thing collapses.
Decorations?
Mm-hmm.
What decorations?
Huh?
That thing ain't covered with nothing but hubcaps, pop cans, and... Oh, what is that?
It's a roasting pan.
A roasting pan? And what does a roasting pan have to do with Christmas?
Oh, well, you know, you see, I'm using it to show that even though the world is you know, full of sin and dirty car parts and roasting pans, that, well, God still sent his son to us in the middle of it because, you know, he loves us and stuff, and that's why we celebrate Christmas. Besides, won't it look great when the lights are turned on?
Oh, boy, do you need help.
Oh, I appreciate the offer, Mr. Rathbone, but you know, Colby and I kind of wanted to build the stable ourselves.
Now listen to me, listen. We are going to win this contest. It's a matter of community pride. Plus, the winning neighborhood gets lots of traffic the week after Christmas.
And you want people to see your neon electric palace signs.
That has nothing to do with it, kid. The main thing is the spirit of competition.
Oh, and the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, sure, yeah, why not? So here, how'd you like some Christmas decorations for free?
Free?
Okay, on loan. Huh. I can have some traditional type Christmas decorations delivered from the Electric Palace within the hour.
Oh, okay, sure.
Plus a sign that says decorations brought to you by the Electric Palace.
Oh, and I have to put that up too?
It's only fair. I'm giving you the stuff for free.
On loan.
Exactly. And here's some garland to get you started. Now just make sure you use it.
Okay.
Okay then. See ya.
Well, it's too bad I can't keep this so I can spread it out on the lawn next spring and never have to mow.
Mr. Riley, where's Mr. Whitaker? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on the phone.
Oh, that's all right, Austin. I've been on hold for 15 minutes. Let me put it on the speakerphone. Whit's visiting his grandkids for Christmas.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. Approximate hold time is 5 minutes.
Who are you on hold with?
The cookie company. The batch Whit just got from them isn't as good as it usually is.
Mind if I try one?
Oh, go ahead. But they're not very good.
Can I have a glass of water?
Here you go.
Thanks. Wow, talk about dry. That was like eating a chocolate-covered wood chip. Ugh.
I know.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. Approximate hold time is 4 minutes.
Hi, Mr. Riley. I'll have a popsicle.
Oh, all right. I'll get you one out of the bag.
Okay. Hi, Aston. I'm sorry about embarrassing you with my gift. I was hoping you'd like it.
Well, I did like it.
You did?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Hello, Cookies Incorporated. Can I help you?
Mr. Hello? Riley?
Hello? Oh, wait. Hello? 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 Oh, missed it. Well, here's your popsicle, Colby.
Thanks.
I guess I'll have to just call him back.
So, you really did like the car?
Sure. I mean...
Hey, Austin! What are you talking to this loser for?
Rodney, I wasn't... He was just passing by, so... What are you doing?
I'm waiting for Mr. Riley.
He's on the phone.
Yeah, I can see that, Popsicle. Now beat it. I want to sit there.
There's another seat right here.
It's in the sun. I'm watching my complexion.
What?
Is there a problem?
No problem. I wanted to see the sign-up sheet for the Christmas race is all.
Well, there's a bulletin board on the door of the little theater.
Oh, whatever.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. Approximate hold time is 47 minutes.
Oh.
So why are you on hold?
To complain about the cookies.
What's wrong with them?
They're like the Sahara Desert with frosting. You know, Mr. Riley, I have an idea to help if you want.
Oh, sure. What is it?
You might as well hand the trophy over to me now, Mr. Riley. There's nobody on that list who stands a chance against me.
Well, to be safe, I think we'll go ahead and run the race anyway. Now, Austin, you were saying something about helping me with the cookies?
Help with the cookies? Oh, cute. Austin, you're so big helping Mommy in the kitchen.
No. I meant helping eat them. If you need any help eating the cookies, I could give you a hand.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind.
Is important to us. Approximate hold time is 48 minutes.
Hey, Colby, did you find him?
No.
Oh, did you look in the doghouse?
Why would you put Christmas lights in the doghouse?
Oh, you know, the dog sometimes likes to decorate without me. He thinks I put on too much tinsel.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I just like tinsel.
Hey, Bassett.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rathbone. What's up?
Apparently, your trash-inspired stable. Where's Where's all the garland I gave to you?
Oh, all that stuff is great, thanks. It's holding up my stable.
What?
Oh, yeah, I got the garland tied to the back of the stable, and then it stretches all the way over my roof and into the backyard where it's tied to an anchor.
Where did you get an anchor?
Huh?
What, do you got a ship in the backyard, too?
No, not a ship's anchor, just a weighty object that's serving as an anchor.
What weighty object?
Huh? Oh, well, you know, it's, your electric palace sign.
What? That sign was supposed to go on the front of your house.
I know, I tried that, Mr. Rathbone, but the sign was so big you couldn't even see my house, much less my stable.
That was the idea. You and your yard are an embarrassment to the whole neighborhood. This place is an eyesore, and everybody but you knows it.
Whoa, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything from anybody else.
That's because I'm the only one around here who doesn't have a problem with hurting other people's feelings. This is the ugliest Christmas yard in the history of Odyssey, and everyone agrees. I'm going to prove it. I will prove it to you.